In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Thursday, everyone. Yesterday's impossible question was Baskin-Robbins made this flavor of ice cream at one time, and I can't believe it would even taste good. Somebody got this correct by sending the message into us. The answer was ketchup. Fun fact, the owners flipped a coin to see whose name would come first on the sign, and the rest is Baskin-Robbins history. Could have been Robbins Baskin history, but it's Baskin-Robbins. Today's impossible question, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. You have about three times more of these than you did 10 years ago. Hint, it's technology, but not a physical item. So you have today three times more of these than you did years ago. I'm going to say pictures. Oh, Charlie says passwords. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Charlie's saying passwords. I'm saying pictures. And you can answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. The only reason why I say pictures is because everybody now, you can click a picture whenever you feel like it, although it might be more than three times today from what it was 10 years ago, given the fact of how many times you can actually click a picture and it just saves to your phone and goes to the cloud and it's just there. So anyways, answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. President Trump tweeted earlier that Morocco recognized the United States in 1777. It is thus fitting we recognize their sovereignty over the Western Sahara. And also, don't forget that Hanukkah actually starts today. So happy Hanukkah to those of you of the Jewish faith. All right. Got a lot in store for you today, by the way. And got several guests lined up for you. Got the Darwin Award, Liberal Eye of the Week, Kathy Barnett, who actually ran, I believe, for the House. We're going to talk to her at the 3:30 mark. And then Bob Adelman is going to join us from the New American Magazine. That'll be at about 3:45 today. In the 4 o'clock hour, we've got Cynthia Spraggs, how to prevent the holiday distractions from hurting your work from home, if, in fact, you do work from home, which a lot of you listening do now. Daniel Turner will join us also in the 4 o'clock hour. And we'll talk about Joe Biden and his energy platform. In the 5 o'clock hour, Caleb Kruckenberg, the New Civil Liberties Alliance, is going to join us and talk about essentially landlords and how things are being handled with, you know, rents that are basically being, you know, put off and some of these unlawful CDC orders. We'll talk about that at 5 o'clock. And then also Michelle, her short name is Mish Schneider, will talk to us about Bitcoin and some other things going on in the investment world as well. So we got a lot in store for you today. Don't go anywhere. If you want to call, of course, the lines are always open, 303-477-5600. But to get things started off today, I thought I would read something to you. And it goes like this. Capitalists walked into a bar and sat down between AOC and Bernie Sanders. Just then, the 10 p.m. news came on, and the lead story was of a man on a ledge of a skyscraper preparing to commit suicide. Bernie looked at the capitalist and asked, "Do you think he'll jump?" The capitalist replied, "I bet he will." AOC and Bernie both shot back, "Well, we bet he won't." The capitalist placed $10 on the bar and said, "You're on." Just as AOC and Bernie placed their money on the bar, the guy did a swan dive off the building. AOC and Bernie were very upset and bitterly tried handing their money over to the capitalist. With a slight smile, the capitalist said, "I can't take your money. I saw this earlier on the 5 o'clock news and knew he'd jumped." AOC replied, "Well, we did too, but we didn't think he'd do it again." This, folks, is the reasoning of socialists. They've seen societies that adopt socialism die repeatedly throughout history, yet somehow cling to the idea that it won't happen again here. So while that's sort of a joke, it's actually not, because that's actually how they view the world. Even though it's continued to fail over and over and over again, why would it fail here? And honestly, I think it's very egotistical of those that are of the social socialist mindset to basically say it won't happen here because we're now in charge versus those other morons that tried it before. That's how I think socialists think. It's a very egotistical mindset to think of socialism that way and to believe that it won't fail again because you're now the one in charge and you'll do it differently than the last guy. It's almost like, Charlie, those restaurants that are on a corner that never seem to make it. So the restaurant that's there in the beginning, it fails. And then the next guy comes in and says, oh, I can do a better job than the last guy, and it fails as well. And pretty soon the third or the fourth come along, and the reality is none of them end up making it. Why? Because in a lot of cases, it's just flat out the location for what's going on there just doesn't work for a restaurant. So typically that land gets developed into something else. Somebody else comes along. They do whatever they need to. The land is then successful and life goes on. Socialism, folks, is much like that restaurant that doesn't make it on that particular corner for whatever reason it happens to be. But everybody else comes along that's a new restaurant owner thinking, I'll do it differently than the last guy. The reality is it doesn't matter. It still isn't going to work. That's the same way socialism is, folks. It just isn't going to work. So this is from the Babylon Bee, so it's a little bit in jest, of course. Just in time for the Christmas holiday movie season, filmmakers are rushing out to get a politically correct remake of the Jimmy Stewart Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, to a screen near you. In this PC remake, Clarence the Angel tells George Bailey's character to kill himself because he exemplifies white privilege and the world would be a better place without him in it. That would be the left's way of doing, remaking, I should say, It's a Wonderful Life. All right, I'll come back in a moment. We'll do the Darwin Award and the Liberal Lie of the Week, so don't go anywhere. Actually, no, I got to do that after. Sorry, I apologize. Kathy Barnett's going to join us next, so stay tuned. We'll come right back to her in just a moment. Mighty Hand Construction is up next, folks, and if you need anything done in northern Colorado as far as a basement refinish, a remodel, an expansion, a building, you name it, they can do it. In fact, building you a house, they can do that as well. Mighty Hand Construction, you can find them at klzradio.com or 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you need help getting some of those things paid for we just talked about with Mighty Hand Construction, Affordable Interest Mortgage can help you do that. They can help you with a refinance and pull some capital out to do that. They can actually help you with a second home, maybe a rental home, investment property, second home, vacation home, you name it, they can help you with that. Or if you're just looking to move or first-time buyer, they can help you as well. Call Kirk today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Folks, we're going to have some snow coming in tonight, tomorrow, potentially Saturday, and then we got some more snow coming in even next week and possibly some snow on Christmas. I know that's a little far out, but the point is this. We live in Colorado. It snows. It freezes. It gets slippery. Accidents happen. Sometimes it's your fault. Sometimes it's the fault of someone else. If you are involved in an accident and need to get your vehicle repaired, first things first, if you need that vehicle repaired and you've been in an accident, have it towed to a good shop to start with. Do not let them take that to the impound yard. Have it taken to a good shop right off the bat. There's three locations to serve you. Find them at klzradio.com. You can do it on your smartphone even during an accident. Or call 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a Good Shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a Good Shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a Good Shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kathy Barnett joining us now. Kathy, welcome back. We interviewed you once before, Rush to Reason. Thank you for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
Well, we appreciate it, and I know you were not successful in your run for office, but that doesn't mean we can't continue to keep you involved and keep your name out front and make sure that you're ready to go for the next round.
Well, actually, I have not conceded.
Okay, good.
And so I am still the candidate.
Awesome.
There are a number of irregularities that we are bringing to the forefront here. And so, you know, those particular things take time, but that's what we're doing.
No, that and you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't. By the way, it just goes to show you how the news media portrays everything. So I should have done
yes.
a little more digging or asked you myself
that's
on the
okay.
front side. But that tells you how the news media works.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I mean, it's very sad and very telling. I mean, the lines, the headlines, oh, failed candidate, you know, colossal failure in the headlines. That's the kind of media journalism that we have today.
Well, and you're right, Kathy. And, you know, one of the places I always go to look for just different information on folks that I interview, especially candidates, is Ballotpedia. And they have you there losing the election already.
Well, that's what everyone says, right? Because for the overwhelming majority of mainstream media, social media giants, they're just ready for us to move on, right? Because according to the same people that have dragged us through the mud these past 4 years with pink vajayjay hats and
right.
riots and looting and burning down buildings, all of a sudden they're ready to heal, right? And so they are creating this illusion of inevitability, and that the rest of us just need to move on and get over it. And so that's the reason for the way that they're portraying everything, because in their mind, there's nothing to see. Even when we all watch people pulling suitcases from up under tables and starting to process ballots, hey, don't worry about it. There's nothing to see here.
Well said. All right, so let's do talk about this. Biden, and by the way, best of luck, and keep us updated. I want to know kind of how things go there, because that is a huge factor in how things move forward as a country. We're watching this literally across the country, not just with you and your race, but, you know, multiple races across the country. But let's talk about Biden announcing his, quote-unquote, all-female senior White House press team.
an all-senior White House press team.
A female senior White House press team. So he's basically touting that, you know, he's going to have all these females running around doing everything that he needs done in the White House.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, I mean, he's a copycat because Trump has already done all of that, right?
Yes, he has.
You know, I just did an article not too long ago in the Washington Times. You know, we have now entered into the age of oppression Olympics. And I'm sure your audience has heard of Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. We're now living in the age of oppression Olympics, where credentials and experience isn't as important as your perceived level of oppression. So whatever your perceived level of oppression is, that's far more valuable than whether or not you have actually read the Constitution. I remember, during the debates, Biden was talking about, you know, if he should win, he will nominate a black woman for the Supreme Court. And as a black woman, my first thought was, what about someone who has actually read the Constitution, who actually know what it means? That would be more important. But when you're living under the age of oppression Olympics, it's all about perception.
Yeah, you know, where are the days, Kathy, where we just base the merit of the individual and the jobs they've done in the past, knowing that based upon that performance, they most likely will succeed moving forward in another position we put them in? In other words, why have we lost merit-based performance?
I mean, but that's just about everything, right? I mean, and we have created a society that is advocating this level
right.
of foolishness. We have, I mean, you know, relatively smart people. These are not stupid people. But for example, Biden just announced the head, his nomination for the head of Human Health Services or Health and Human Services, who happens to be a Latino man,
right.
but who's not a doctor. He's the attorney general, meaning he's a lawyer.
Right.
So during a time of quote unquote a pandemic, you would think you would want someone who actually, you know, understands medicine and is a doctor. But again, when you're living under the age of oppression Olympics, you know, credentials and expertise for the role that you're about to fill isn't as important as identity politics, as scratching a particular itch that we may have. And in essence, what it really is, especially with the black community, when you're looking at these white progressive liberals, I mean, it's the subtle racism of low expectations. And that is where we find ourselves today. They don't expect much from the overwhelming majority of us. And so they feel as though if they can just stick a person in there with a little bit more pigmentation than others, then that will soothe, whatever kind of rage or whatever kind of injustice we may have, instead of actually fixing the problem.
Yeah, you know, we are, you know, I hate to explain it this way, Kathy, but we're essentially, you know, the Biden administration is essentially running a administration much like Hooters would run its restaurant. What I mean by that is Hooters will only let certain waitresses that look and do certain things a certain way. Doesn't matter what their talent level happens to be. If they can, you know, cut it out as far as how they look, they can most likely have the job, Kathy. Doesn't mean they're the best waitress, you know, around. It just means that they look the part. And is that what we're talking about, basically?
But, you know, but here's the encouraging thing, right? Because, I mean, if you look at, you know, what it is that Biden is promising to give us, the American people, it is very disheartening. And we should all be very afraid. Because, again, you know, I don't know what the color of someone's skin or, you know, who someone prefers to spend their evenings with. What their sexual orientation may be. I don't know how any of those things is going to really benefit the American people when they are sitting across the table from China's president and trying to get him to take responsibility for the local virus he intentionally allowed
right.
to affect
right.
the world,
right.
killing over 200,000 Americans, destroying industries, and just destroying our way of life. I don't know how, you know, whether or not someone has ovaries or not is going to necessarily be of good use to us, when negotiating with some of these, geopolitical leaders who are determined to become the world's number one influencer.
Yeah,
so,
right.
No, you know, so and
real quick, I want to add to that, Kath, because I think, yeah, really what we're talking about there, and for those of you that don't know this, Joe Biden is potentially going to pick, if he ends up being the president, he's trying to pick Pete Buttigieg to actually be the ambassador to China. Now, keep in mind, Pete's been a mayor. He's never had any kind of international trade dealing experience or anything along those lines. So, Kathy, what you're saying is exactly right. Just because, you know, honestly, because Pete's a gay man, he's going to get shoved into a position that, frankly, is going to be so far over his head, it's ridiculous.
I mean, really, it is, right? I mean, who cares if you're gay?
Doesn't matter. I don't care.
You like it. I love it. I don't care, right?
Right.
I mean, like, that's the culture in which we're living in. But don't allow that to be your fame, your name to fame, or the thing that suddenly makes you more reliable,
right,
or more credentialed. I don't care. Not only is he just a mayor, he's not a very good mayor.
No, he's awful.
Most of the people didn't even know who he is.
Right.
They walked around and were interviewing people. So it's not only that you're just a mayor, but that you're not that good of a mayor, and you are a failed candidate. Basically riding in on, you know, your youth and the fact that you're gay.
Right. Yes.
Other than that, what exactly are you offering?
Nothing.
But here's the silver lining for me is that there are more of us than them. If this election has told us anything.
True.
Now, of course, you know, like they're trying to say 17 million of us, 17.4 million of us, but we're constantly finding USB drives that have several thousands of votes on them, right? And we know something is not right with
right.
the way this particular election went down. So let's just say this. There are more of us than them. And so we need to recognize that and not be so compliant to what it is that they're trying to force down our throats. I mean, this election that we're in right now, it is so much bigger than my particular election. It is so much bigger than President Trump. It is truly about the survival of our nation. We cannot allow them to manipulate us in thinking that we can fix all of the irregularities and cases of fraud. I don't care how they try to explain away
right.
those suitcases. That's fraud. Not manipulate us to think that we can fix the issues that we experience this time for the next election. We need to fix these irregularities and these instances of fraud for this election.
Right.
Otherwise, we will not, if we do not force them to reap the consequences of their bad behavior, they're only going to take it up another level.
Well said. Kathy Barnett, thank you so much for joining us. Please, please, keep us abreast as to what goes on with your campaign. We'd love to have you back on. Just let me know. We'll do that. I want to get an update and find out how that goes. And I'll try to watch it now that I know what's going on. You know, even from Colorado, I'll do my best to do that, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Kathy Barnett. And we do appreciate her joining us. And I should have made this announcement when Kathy was on. But really quick, she's got a book out. It's called Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain: Being Black and Conservative in America, and you can find that on Amazon. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is next, folks. And with Michael, you want to get things dialed in before the end of the year or even after the first of the year, but make sure that your estate is in order, and Michael can help you with that. Call him today at 720-394-6887 or klzradio.com.
I am the ghost of legal present. I am the only benevolent spirit that matters to KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law. Because your estate plan should describe your wishes as they are now, based on today's laws and the assets you currently possess. Once you've taken care of me, your friendly ghost of legal present at klzradio.com/estate, you may carry on with your everyday life, enjoying the peace of mind that I will never haunt your family's future.
Barber's Foods is up next, and it's Barber's with an S, Foods with an S. So barbersfoods.com. We had Greg Bloom on yesterday, talked extensively about meat production, how everything works and so on. And I know I came away with lots of information and really, if anything else, just an affirmation of why I'm buying my meat from Barber's Foods versus other places. And I tell you what, it'll be the best quality protein. So whether that's meat, fish, poultry, buffalo, wagyu, you name it, they've got it all. And if you're looking for something special for Christmas, they can help you with that as well. They got some great gift boxes as well. So if you're trying to find a gift for that special someone that's hard to buy for, just go to barbersfoods.com.
It's nearly Christmas, and Barber's Foods has some great gift options for corporate giving or for your family members. Their Surf and Turf gift box features 3 whole Alaskan sockeye fillets, 4 Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye steaks, and 2 tenderloin steaks. They also have many excellent Wagyu steak gift boxes with ribeye steaks, tenderloin steaks, flat irons, T-bones, and tri-tip sirloin roasts. They've recently added their Beeler Family Christmas Morning Breakfast gift box, which includes the best-tasting non-GMO natural bacon, sausages, brats, and hams found in the country. For the hard to shop, they offer gift cards that you can buy at barbersfoods.com and print at home for easy delivery. It's their Colorado-owned and operated company mission to connect you to the families that raise the food they source. They look forward to serving you the best quality meats found from families they know personally. For December, on all new orders, shipping is free. Visit barbersfoods.com, discount code BEEF.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. 2 of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Helen Raleigh writes in The Federalist, while lecturing Americans on racism, big business opposes a ban on foreign slave labor. Friday, Helen joins me to explain that big American companies like Apple, Nike, and Coca-Cola are opposing the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act. Why? Researcher and author Patty Kirkin updates us on the Texas lawsuit regarding the presidential election. Kathleen Chandler invites us to the Independence Institute's next local government project class. And show sponsor Karen Levine will be in studio to co-host. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m. Again, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate everybody joining us today, by the way. And yes, as I said earlier, I said this during one of our breaks, that, yeah, we've got some snow coming in tonight, potentially some snow tomorrow, maybe a little more snow on Saturday. By the way, and this is not going to be a huge storm by any stretch of the imagination, but we may get some snow out of this when it's all said and done. And again, just be careful as you're out traveling around, whether that be tonight, tomorrow morning during rush hour traffic, or through the weekend, because even just a little bit of snow, we can get pretty slippery. So just be careful. Bob Adelman, am I saying that right, Bob?
Yes, you are.
Hi, all right. John. Welcome to Rush to Reason. Thank you. New American Magazine, and you're a regular contributor there. Ivy League graduate, which, by the way, I am not. So thank you for joining us and raising the bar of Rush to Reason.
I'm still recovering from that experience.
All right. So talk to us. First of all, New American Magazine, great publication. I get a lot of information from there. I really do enjoy reading it. Give us some things that are, maybe your latest article you just wrote there, or some things that are just, coming to press from the New American Magazine.
Well, let me get a running start. I have been writing for the New American for 11 years. This within the last year or so, the election has virtually taken over my life.
Sure. From yeah, I know that feeling.
From a writer's point of view, this is like a regular writer's annuity, that every day there's something to be said about.
Mm-hmm.
One nice thing about the New American, it's sponsored by the John Birch Society. The Birch Society has been suggesting for 50 years that this culture that we're in now has been expected.
Yeah.
We have anticipated this because of the inroads of the communists into the republic for years. So we bring a point of view that you don't often see, mainly in the main media, but in other conservative or friendly media, that there is a purpose and an intention behind all of this, and that is to not just disenfranchise voters by getting rid of the usurper, the illegitimate presidency of Donald Trump, but to change the United States culturally and politically so that it may be comfortably merged into a one-world government or a new world order or whatever word you want to use. That's part of the conversation that is missing an awful lot of the time. And that's, I think, the point of view that the New American brings to the table.
And by the way, very much the point of view that we have here at KLZ, Crawford Broadcasting, and Rush to Reason. So, no, you guys do a great job. And for those of you listening, the John Birch Society website is just jbs.org. So J as in John, B as in boy, S as in Sam, jbs.org. Real easy to find. And a lot of great information there, Bob, along the lines of what we just talked about.
If your readers would like to, your listeners would like to read The New American, it's just thenewamerican.com. I am one of about 20 writers. I am humbled to be part of an amazing group of remarkable writers who have insights and life experiences coming from different places, but coming to the same conclusion that so much of what we see here is intentional and not accidental.
Yep. Well said. All right. You've got an article out, I know, as well. About Venezuela happening to be another rigged election there, which we're dealing with our own here in the United States of America. And, Bob, just as a side note, I don't ever want to look like Venezuela, ever. So I want to make sure everything we do in this country, we do to keep us from becoming them.
Precisely. They are where we're headed, unfortunately, unless something does change. That article, just published today, outlined what Venezuela did, what Maduro and Hugo Chavez did, to guarantee that there would be no opposition, that whoever gets to be elected was intentionally elected and selected long before the election, to make sure that outsiders like Mr. Trump would never have a chance to upset their apple cart.
And, you know, as crazy as, and I've got the list in front of me, as crazy as it may seem, the list that's there and what happened in Venezuela, it may seem like that's crazy and it would never happen here. Well, you know that old saying, Bob, never say never?
Yes.
Talk about a few of the things that happened in Venezuela so our listeners can be abreast of that and be on the lookout for things that a party does or a leader of a party does to keep the opposition from combating them.
Well, there's a list of about 10 or 12. The one that sticks out is the one that's the most obvious. The voting machinery used in Venezuela to guarantee that Nicolas Maduro retains power is the same machinery used in the United States to make sure that Mr. Trump doesn't see a second term. There are other examples, too, but the machinery, the voting machinery, the software and the hardware is the same. And the irony is, of course, that this was developed in Venezuela under the jurisdiction of Hugo Chavez, in order to guarantee that there would never be a real fair election. And we need to keep that in mind, that this is a deliberate intention to steal the election.
So when we hear people like, you know, prominent individuals like Jenna Ellis, who's a great friend of ours here at Rush to Reason, or Sidney Powell, who we've interviewed many times, and Giuliani and others, when we hear them talk about the voting machines and the disaster that's been happening in a lot of states with those voting machines, we really need to take note, not just poo-poo that. Is that what you're telling us?
That is correct. But I also want to spend a moment, because the time is so short, and I appreciate the
time. No, go ahead. No, we've got a little time. So we've got probably about 10 minutes or so that we can go here, Bob. So keep going. We're fine.
I want to talk about this Texas lawsuit.
Okay.
What makes it different from the other lawsuits? The strategy is a very simple one. It's the spaghetti on the wall concept, that if we can file 10, 20, 30 lawsuits in the various states by various different interested parties, one or more of them is going to stick, in the sense that more of them will be taken seriously, eventually, we hope, by the Supreme Court. Most of them are trying to prove what we've just stated here, is that the Dominion software, the smart software that re-elected Maduro and allegedly elected Biden, is you try to prove that. very difficult to prove evidentially. This particular lawsuit in Texas, however, is a vastly different approach. As constitutional scholar John Eastman said, it isn't necessary, quote, to prove that fraud occurred. It's only necessary to demonstrate that the elections in the defendant states materially deviated from the manner of choosing electors established by their respective state legislatures. In other words, by simply not following the rule of law, not only did those states violate their own states' constitutions, it also violated the federal constitution under the what we now call and define as the Elector's Clause, which is in Article 1 of the Constitution. What that means is, and here I'm just quoting from that case, that Paxton's lawsuit, he says, this case presents a question of law. Did the defendant states violate the Elector's Clause of the United States Constitution by taking non-legislative actions to change the rules? And that's the difference. And I think
so.
Really,
so make sure that I'm saying this right on layman's terms, because I do not have a high degree, Bob, like you and others that I interview on a regular basis. I'm just a regular old business guy, about as common a man as you'll probably meet. So basically, make sure that I'm following you correctly. Is what they're really saying is, we are suing because a lot of you states, or these states in particular, changed the rules at the 11th hour, and you changed the rules in a manner that was not legal. Am I saying that right?
That is correct. Here is what the Elections Clause says, and I'm quoting right out of the Constitution. The founders, brilliant foresight founders, said the times, the places, and the manner of holding elections for senators and representatives, here it is, shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, and not by electors, secretaries of state, or the governor.
Or an election board or something along those lines, right?
Yeah. So the moment that any state steps outside of that bound, it becomes not only unconstitutional in that state, it also becomes federally unconstitutional and therefore ripe for adjudication by the Supreme Court.
Okay, so you're an individual that has a lot higher degree of knowledge when it comes to all of this than somebody like myself or even a lot of our listeners do. What do you think the chances on a scale of 1 to 10 are of this actually getting to the Supreme Court and then having some sort of a result out of it?
I think it's a 10.
Okay.
There are a number of reasons why. The logic is so sound. The logic, the legal approach, it doesn't have to prove fraud, doesn't have to prove conspiracy, it just has to prove...
So we're not going to this, so everybody listening, even those of you, we have a lot of listeners, Bob, even from the left, so we're not saying, those of you even from the left, that, you know, we're not going to the Supreme Court with, you know, Dominion, you know they altered the results, there's fraud internally, you know, there's all sorts of things going on with their software and the algorithms that were there and so on and so forth. We're not saying that. That's not what we're going to court over.
That is correct. Now, that doesn't mean that that kind of evidence doesn't exist, but in this particular specific lawsuit, it has no bearing. What they're talking
makes
about
sense.
Is the constitutionality.
Makes sense.
And that is, I think, what makes it attractive, not only to the Texas, but now I'm reading that there are now 18 states that are supporting Texas in this lawsuit, providing friend of a court statements. And I see that, of course, Trump has filed a motion to intervene, or not to intervene, but to support Texas, saying that here's the issue. Do we have a constitutional republic, or do we have a monarchy where the law is sort of whoever the election official thinks it ought to be in order to get their candidate elected?
And the answer is no. We still have a last time I checked, we still have a constitutional republic.
Well, and the best part about this is Jay Sekulow is one of the brightest attorneys.
Yes, he is.
And he has said very clearly this is the end-all and be-all case for the proper adjudication of the results of the election. So when you say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10. Now, right, that's as we are speaking, The four states that Texas is suing has been required by the Supreme Court to provide within the hour, right now, their response to his lawsuit. In other words, the Supreme Court wants to know what these four states that Texas is suing say about his lawsuit. From there, they will decide whether or not, once they've received it and digested it, then the court will make a decision on whether to hear this, and I believe that they will.
Okay, so let's jump forward, Bob, and say they do. Let's say you're correct, which I believe you are. Let's say they hear it. What happens in that type of a hearing, and what would the results be if it's in our favor? What would happen?
Well, excuse me. The lawsuit, Paxton lawsuit, basically says we want you to intervene and declare that any votes, here we are, declare that the defendant states, and they are, so we can name them, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, administered the 2020 presidential election in violation of the Electors Clause of the Constitution. We want them to declare that any electoral college votes cast by such electors are in violation of the clause and cannot be counted, and that any defendant states which have already appointed electors are required to appoint a new set of electors, I love this, in a manner that does not violate the Electors Clause, or to appoint no electors at all. Now, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
If the Supreme Court, one, takes the case, number two, a rule on the constitutionality issue only, not on the conspiracy and the evidence, but just on the issue of the Constitution, and they say, oh, well, it's a little too late to change how the electors have been already elected and so on. What we're going to do is simply say we will not let any electors vote and put the entire issue back into the House of Representatives.
So in that, to make sure I'm following you correctly, in that case, the House of Representatives of those states would handle the elector part of it. Am I correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, this is all speculation, John.
Correct.
But it's reasonable. The thing that excites me and keeps me awake at night, not because I'm nervous, but because I'm excited, is that the House right now is in control of the Democrat Party. However, the founders saw through that, looking ahead 250 years, and say, no, the House represents 50 states, and each state gets single vote on who won the election. Well, guess how many Republican states there are compared to how many Democrat states there are.
I believe we win by two or three, do we not?
Yeah, we win, period. And we, that's to say, Trump. So that would be, I think, the cleanest, neatest, tidiest resolution. Now, again, I'm way down the road here.
Right.
The Supreme Court hasn't heard what these four states are going to say in response. They haven't agreed to take the case. They haven't, none of this stuff. But I'm trying to look a little to the future. No matter how it sorts, those four states' electors are not going to be counted when the electoral college meets in a couple of weeks. And that is the end of it.
Trump explain something else to me that I read today too, Bob, and that is that the Trump campaign themselves feel like the deadline is not December 14th on getting all of this done, but they feel their deadline is like January 6th. Explain that difference in dates for me, if you would.
I don't know enough about that, John, to speak authoritatively. Remember, once this thing winds up in the Supreme Court, then those dates are malleable.
Okay.
They're mainly after.
Okay.
Is the truth, and as a matter of how long it takes. For example, the Gore Bush election was not decided until the very last minute. By the way, I just finished reading Ted Cruz's book about one vote being a one vote away. That's the name of the book. And he describes, he was one of the lead attorneys in that Bush versus Gore situation in the year 2000. the Democrats, the left, the insiders of the deep state, continue to demand recounts. And the Florida court continued, and it bounced back and forth. But my point is that it took right up until the inauguration day to finally settle it in favor of George Bush.
Interesting. And I guess the thing I keep thinking in the back of my head is, you know, will this is really the ultimate question. Will the Supreme Court look at all of this and know that if we don't correct these things now, we are going to have nothing but future messes in elections from this point forward? So will they realize how pivotal this really is to get fixed now, so we don't avoid so we can avoid problems, I should say, in 2024, 2028, and so on?
I'd like to think that every one of those black robe justices would say that. Unfortunately, I don't think that at least four of them.
We already know that. Four won't, but will the others?
Well, I think enough of the others will.
Okay.
We've read enough, opinions by Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, and just that we're just beginning to get a sense of Barrett, that they can see the horizon from here. They want to get this right now so that it will remain right into the future.
Okay. Bob, this has been fabulous information. I've enjoyed having you. In fact, I'd love to have you back as we sort of watch how these things progress and unfold. And I think you've given us some insight. I'll tell you right now, just right off, and I study this stuff pretty much every single solid day, and you have presented this in a way, in a layman's term, where I think everybody listening can understand this. And frankly, Bob, you're giving me new hope that I didn't have prior to about an hour ago.
Hope is a good thing, John.
It sure is. Sure is. So, Bob, I appreciate it. I know our listeners listening would say the same thing. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for having me on, John.
You're very welcome. Bob Adelman, and we appreciate it very much. The New American Magazine is where he writes. He's with the John Birch Society, which you can also find at jbs.org. And the other website is thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We combine these last two breaks, so stay with us. We'll have a few things going on here, but I wanted to get all of that in. That was such great information that he had a moment ago that I wanted to make sure we got all of that captured and Bob was able to explain all of that correctly. So let's do this. Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is next. They want to make sure that your kitchen is that enchanted place in your home. It's where everybody hangs out. It's what you do. It's where you eat. It's where you talk. It's just that place. It's that gathering place in your home. And make it function as such. KLZradio.com, 303-376-7588.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Franktown Firearms, where if you need a gun, you want to buy a gun, you want to buy some ammo to go with the gun, you want to get trained on how to use the gun, whether you're a veteran or somebody just coming into that world where you're trying to buy a gun, learn how to use it, whether it's for defense, hunting, you name it. You've got the right, by the way, under the Second Amendment to do so, and we want to keep that right. KLZradio.com is where you find Franktown Firearms or 720-770-7777.
The team at Franktown Firearms designed their indoor shooting range to be an oasis from the outside world where you can relax, unwind, and blow off a little steam. They've worked hard to keep their shelves stocked and prices low so they can provide a welcoming place to practice, learn, and take a break for a while. You may be seeing wiped out shelves everywhere else, but not at Franktown Firearms. The team at Franktown Firearms want to help you become an educated, well-trained, confident shooter. So they make sure you have everything you need to practice, including ammo. Buy a gun at Franktown, and they will have ammo for you to train with at a fair price. As a member of Franktown Firearms, you can reserve lane time 7 days a week, including after hours, so you can come by after work. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/Franktown. Mention Rush to Reason for a discount on your initiation fee. Franktown Firearms. Save money. Get treated well.
Interested in a reverse mortgage, 62 years of age or older, call Bruce Simmons. He is the reverse mortgage specialist. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Purify Chevrolet is next, folks. Whatever you need when it comes to a car, new or used, they've got you taken care of. Find them at purifychevrolet.com since 1960 or call them at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet. But at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, about a minute left of this program today, or sorry, this hour today, I should say. If you're listening to us and it's a replay hour, thank you so much. We do appreciate it very much. We will be back tomorrow, and tomorrow's movies with Andy and Richard and I are going to be movies with deadlines, because as we just talked to Bob a moment ago, we have got a lot of deadlines looming when it comes to the election and all the different things going on around it, including things involving COVID and so on. So yeah, lots of deadlines, and that's what our movie tomorrow, our movie reviews, I should say, movie rental reviews will be tomorrow, is movies with deadlines. So up next here at the top of the hour is Cynthia Spraggs. How can you prevent holiday distractions from hurting your work from home? We'll make a little bit of a change up here. We'll talk about some things that could help you if you are somebody that works from home. We'll get her on here in just a few minutes. But hang tight. We got top of the hour news coming your way, so don't go anywhere. It's myself and Charlie. And again, we got a couple more guests coming this way in 4 o'clock. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.